Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and I'll be in conversation this evening with Mark Schlachter, music coordinator for music at Barringer Crawford Museum there in DeVu Park. Welcome, Mark. It's a pleasure to have you with us tonight.
Always good to be back on WVXU.
We've got a great lineup coming up here starting April 21st and running through August 11th. Music at Barringer Crawford Museum. Performances are from 7 until 9 p.m. Doors open at 6. And, of course, the Barringer Crawford Museum, located at 1600 Montague Road in DeVu Park, Covington, Kentucky. So, April 21st, Greg Harper.
We're calling Greg Harper's concert Homecoming. That's due at least in part because he was the executive director of the museum for about a decade and has not been with us for 15, 20 years now, but is coming back as a performer. He works in the Boston area as a singer, songwriter, troubadour, cool, along with the day gig.
I think that's a great way to kick it off. So Greg Harper on April 21st. On May 19th, MJQ Deja Vu.
Actually, it's MJQ Deja Vu all over again. And Yogi Berra was absolutely right. About 3 years ago, Pat Kelly of the Psychoacoustic Orchestra transcribed a load of MJQ recordings and put together a quartet and brought them to the museum and did a terrific concert. We got great response from it. So we are bringing Deja Vu back again.
So who's featured in the group?
Pat Kelly, keyboards. Jim Anderson on upright bass. Mr. Mark Wolfley we had to reschedule this concert because there was a conflict with the original date with the Cincinnati Pops. So he'll be on the kit.
So Mark Wolfley on drums. And
Rusty Burge on vibes.
That's what I was thinking, Rusty Burge on vibes. So that's May 19th. June 9th, the Mount Auburn Brass. Tell us about this. These guys are a little different.
It's 19 to 25-piece brass choir. Sometimes they get close to what you expect in a Parks concert, but usually the repertoire is pretty serious. And Gary Johnston is a retired music faculty member from NKU, has led this group for years and brings them back every summer. And it's sort of our nod to nostalgia. But not quite.
June 16th, Jake Speed and the Freddies.
That's just a whole lot of fun for the whole family. I don't care what the age is. You're going to enjoy Jake.
Fantastic. So June 16th, Jake Speed and the Freddies. June 23rd, Roger Draughty and the Firestarters. Man, that's some hot Celtic stuff.
Oh, right? If anybody has ever been to any, quote, Celtic or Irish pub in the three-state area, you have to have had Roger on stage. One time he ended up doing a one-man show for us and still just burned it up.
On June 30th, Comet Bluegrass All-Stars.
It's like we're dealing with the Cincinnati Pops over and over again this year because, of course, the All-Stars were part of their last major recording project.
Uh-huh. All right. So that's June 30th, the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars. On July 7th, Son del Caribe.
So, you know, get your salsa shoes out. And if you don't know how, you will by the end of the evening. This is always a very interactive concert. It's about the third summer in a row they've done it because of popular demand.
That's great.
By the end of the evening, we have people from age, I would guess, 5 to well into their 70s, all down on the plaza dancing there.
Now, I like dancing with the little kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, from about ages of 2 to 5, that's my sweet spot with little kids.
Well, there's nothing holding them back.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful, pure vibe. So July 7th, Son del Caribe. July 14th, talking about a vibe, Robin Lacey and DeZydeco.
Nothing but a party with Robin and Joni and the crew. And if you don't have your beads when you get there, you'll have them driving home. Robin just does it. He nails it year after year. I don't know where the energy comes from. That guy's just got a terrific show.
You know, he really, really, really knows the music, this kind of Zydeco music and New Orleans kind of stuff, and really a sharp musician and great soul. Hey, July 21, the Cheryl Renee Project. All right.
She is the goddess of the blues. Started out in Cincinnati, played Europe and in the New England area, then down around Nashville, and we were lucky she came back home. I mean, this is the woman that Hammond created the XB2 for.
All right. On July 28th, the Hot Magnolias. Why don't you tell us about them?
We are going to save you the trouble of going to Nolens, which, by the way, in July is a pretty miserable place to be.
Yeah, it's kind of swampy down there.
So you're going to have all the good stuff, all the show, all the drama, all the fun, the... there's some costuming. Just think of yourself as being on Bourbon Street with that humidity.
Here's a great one coming up on August 4th, the Tim Goshorn Band.
You know, Tim has done absolutely everything in the last 40, 45 years. Remember the Goshorns with the Sacred Mushroom.
Sure.
And then, of course, Pure Prairie League. And Tim's out there every Friday and Saturday night and whenever else he can find somebody who will open a door and let him plug in for the pure joy of it. The audience knows it, and he fills the house every time.
Yeah, the Cats and Goshorn bands over the years have been some of the top players in Cincinnati. So that's a highlight for me, the Tim Goshorn Band on August 4th. Then coming up on August 11th, The Company.
Which is our cover band for the year. A lot of people like to be disparaging about cover bands, and I say, what is the point? There aren't that many great singers, songwriters, composers. Come on, let's deal with the good stuff. So we've got The Company. I first ran into them about 4 years ago doing a nostalgia concert. I was emceeing the thing, and one of the bands was one who had actually recorded nationally. And frankly, the performance they were giving was pretty much being called in. They took a brief break, came back, and an unannounced guest appeared. And this young woman lit the place up, and everything changed instantly. I said, I got to have you back. Who are you usually with? She says, got my own band.
Great.
It's The Company.
All right. So we'll be dancing in the streets there. So the music schedule for music at the Barringer Crawford Museum. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Performances are 7 to 9 p.m., that's the Barringer Crawford Museum, 1600 Montague Road in DeVue Park in Covington, Kentucky. And we've been in conversation with Mark Schlachter, music coordinator. Thanks for coming by this evening, Mark.
Ron, we need to do it again.
All right. Well, here's to the next time. More information about music at Barringer Crawford Museum can be found on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Take care.
I pull up around my head. The country's tall in the dirty season. Left but to dream of the home I flew. On the street called doom in the house of dread.